You're listening to SBS News.
The Defence Force has been a part of Gwen Cherney's entire life. Her grandfather, father and husband all served in the military, and her son now works for the Australian Defence Force. Ms. Cherney is proud of the four generations of service and now works as Commissioner for Veteran Family Advocacy. But it was her husband Pete's suicide that made her want to help others.
He wasn't able to get over that self-stigma, the shame, frankly, where he actually had to ask for help. I guess I just found an enormous need, passion, drive to help ensure that other families weren't suffering.
The latest report from the Australian Institute of Health and Welfare reveals the full scale of the suffering. It shows that 1,273 ADF members and veterans took their lives between 2001 and 2019. That's 808 more than were recorded for the same period in last year's report. The reason for the significant increase is that this year's report expanded its scope. It took into account deaths over the period from everyone who had served since 1985 onwards, and not just those who served since 2001. Although the figure is higher than previously thought, authors say the report doesn't change the nature of the problem. The Institute's head of primary and maternal health and veterans, Louise Gates, says while the numbers are greater, it doesn't imply there's a higher risk.
So I think we're really wanting to emphasise that the rate of dying by suicide is still the same. It's still a concern. Obviously, we still need to consider what to do about that.
There are calls for more to be done. Movember's Director of Mental Health Training, Dr. Zach Seidler, says Australia needs a preventative healthcare model rather than a crisis response if it is to lower suicide rates.
Just because you stem the bleeding doesn't imply that there is not a serious scar and pain and suffering underneath it. And also not just looking at suicide deaths as the only outcome of interest here. There is, you know, serious suicidality, that is suicide attempts and suicidal ideation. And we've got substance abuse issues amongst the, you know, veteran community and homelessness. And there's so many issues that fall under the mental health umbrella.
The report did focus on particular groups that have a higher suicide rate, including women, those who involuntarily left the military for medical reasons, and young male veterans under the age of 30. The data only stretches to the end of 2019, meaning it does not include the impact of Australia's withdrawal from Afghanistan, or the Brereton Report, an inquiry into alleged war crimes committed during the 20-year conflict. Soldier Honour is a support services provider for defence personnel, contemporary veterans and their families. CEO Ivan Slavich says this problem has persisted within the veteran community in the last few years.
We know more people have taken their own life. Soldier On has seen the biggest increase ever in its 10-year history in the months of July and August 2021. We've seen a 10% increase in our veteran and family member numbers just in those 2 months. So more than 500 people have signed up to seek assistance.
Earlier this year, the federal government approved a royal commission into defence and veteran suicide. Ms. Cherney hopes those findings will make a difference for the next generation of men and women serving their country.
The royal commission will provide a deep dive into this. It will provide, hopefully, the accountability that our community is looking for. They will be able to look at more than just the number. They will be able to go in and look at those causal factors, those case studies, those individual stories where people need to and want to be heard.
If this story raises concerns for you or someone you know, Lifeline Australia can be contacted by phone on 131114. Ariana Lucente, SBS News.